Okay, I got it now. So you saying I should add a girl and a comedian to the podcast? It's recording. We're on for the new podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the King's Castle. I'm gonna call this Breakfast with Bo. Is that cool?
Call that Breakfast with Bo.
It's like brunch time though.
Late breakfast.
Yeah.
late breakfast.
I'm joined today by a good friend of mine, Bo, TCB from the Bounce Beat Kings, here at, what is this place you bought me? I don't even know where I'm at.
It's a good little spot, Murray and Paul's. Good spot. Good spot.
Somewhere in Washington, D.C. This is like 12th. This is almost a historic area in Washington, D.C. because I think this is some of the first real estate that black people were able to buy. In D.C. was in Northeast. I'm not sure if it's the first place, but it's one of the first places that they let black people start buying real estate. Fun fact, I learned that the other day, by the way. I think that's right. Look it up. I'm not sure.
Smart guy.
I'm still learning, though. You have a birthday coming up, and it's a lot of talk. I had to turn the radio station on because they're running an ad for it, like, nonstop. Like, people get in the car and they start talking about it because the radio's talking about it. It's crazy right now.
Yeah, have some fun. We're gonna shut the city down, you know? This time.
It's this Saturday, which is February the
23rd.
That's your official birthday?
Official.
February 23rd. On the day. So that's Saturday.
You know, at 12 o'clock, that'd be the 24th. So.
Okay. Oh.
It fell on a Sunday. It sucked to do like on a Monday.
But that's still good because it's technically Sunday, right?
Technically Sunday at 12. Good.
So you celebrating your big birthday this year at Bliss Nightclub, Bliss DC. I guess they still got tickets at Bliss.com. By the time they hit, this will be up tomorrow. So
yeah, Bliss. Tickets at Bliss.com. All your DCLR locations. DCLR location do have tickets. You know, have a lot of special guests coming out. Fun. Very fun. Very fun.
I like it. It's really cool. You've been giving me pointers on the direction we should turn to King's Castle. I want to ask you, would you co-host an episode or two? Just to you know, see how it goes, you know?
It's your podcast.
I know you got a lot to talk about. For me? Just for me? Okay, all right, that's cool.
Come on, you know?
I'm going to put your name in the thing, though. I'm going to put it up in the credits and all that.
I hate to do this live, but you don't owe me shit. It's your podcast. I do it.
Right now, you got a couple of things going on. Other than the birthday, you got new music out.
Yeah. Brand new CD dropping out after my birthday party.
When you going to put that up? Man. Is it a studio or this is a live?
Man, live coming out.
How do y'all do y'all live though? Do y'all do like the mashups where it's like 10 different shows?
Yeah.
One?
Like, nah, I try to put that same show all around the city. But like, I know for my birthday, but it's just going to be that same. Everything that happened that night, everything happened Saturday night in that city.
Okay. So it's going to be, you've been doing free music lately. Are you going to charge me for a change?
Yeah, this one not for free.
Maybe they can listen to it for free. They can stream it for free, and then you know how that's cool.
Yeah, we're working out.
They want the physical copy of my
That's why I deal with people like you. Okay. We're working that part.
All right, that's cool. So they can probably get that on Apple, iTunes, Tidal. That's cool. What is the direction for the band right now? You guys, are you shooting movies? Y'all working on soundtrack? You got tennis shoes coming out? Man,
we got another movie about to come out this summer. We're working on another movie this summer and an original CD.
Oh, studio music.
Yeah, studio. Original.
So, are there singles ready or is it just like...
I got two singles about before Echo Stage, March 23rd, Echo Stage.
Back to Echo?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yes, Echo Stage.
Wait. Y'all just played at Echo Stage. Like, for people that aren't from the DMV, you have to understand the importance of Echo State and like the history of like what the building came from. Who owned it? Who still owns it? You know, and it's just a, and then for it to be like, when you look up Echo Stage, it's like one of the top five clubs in the entire country. So I don't think people understand how big it is for them to allow Go-Go to come in there and play. That's like in the country. So that's like saying, okay, if y'all can do this and we can do these numbers here, we can actually do some real numbers.
Anywhere,
no question. So, all right, so y'all at Echo Stage for March 23rd. Who's gonna be there? That's just y'all?
Nah, you got a
couple bands.
COB, AGM.
What you think about the new bands?
CCG.
Hold on. What you think about the new bands right now? And not new, but you know, the existing bands. Because at some point,
I honestly like it. I like the energy.
Is there a band that you would work with? Would you go and just like, what's my guy? Dusty, True Expressions. Would you like collab with bands?
Yeah, Dusty. Hey, it's like a lot of the young cats. They got it. Dusty, like he one of the ones. He got it.
People say that like the business, the go-go music industry is going down because there's no youth coming out to embrace the music. Do you think that's true, or do you think we're not attracting a younger target audience, which makes the music until die off?
I think it's to the point that we give the youth nothing, nowhere to go party at first and foremost. For the music. Okay. Everywhere they had to go to get the music, they shut that down. Any club they had to go to receive the music, have fun, be safe, they shut that down. They make everything 18 or 21 and over. So like the youth was like, unless it's a school function, I don't really got nowhere to go. Boys and girls club shut down.
Yeah. They're not letting the bands in. What do you think the problem was, and do you think it could be fixed? I got a couple of suggestions of what I think the problem was on why the dynamics and everything changed.
I definitely think it can be fixed. I think it can be fixed. I don't think it was really a problem.
Wow.
I'm just like, if they're going to fix it.
Because the youngins nowadays, they don't even, you can ask some of them, yo, what's your favorite go-go band? And they might look at you crazy and say, what's go-go? And that's just right here. We walk down. What's over here? Streeter Academy or something? Yeah. We can walk right down the street and ask some of the kids right before recess or whatever they're going over there. And say, hey, what's your favorite band?
And that's crazy.
It's a disconnect. I think the disconnection came when we started doing, like, segregating the music. They stopped putting up the posters, the banners out, the street stuff.
Yes,
that fell off, and then
that totally was the pop.
You stopped releasing music as much. The music to me used to connect the household to the brand, because you might not have ever went to go see a Backyard, a Junkyard, a North East Blues, a Rare Essence, but you heard it in your household. You heard your uncle, you heard your cousin, somebody was cranking somewhere.
Yeah.
So somebody in your family was in a band, something like that. Like, it was a connection to the music. And when they started doing that, and then you had the venues change, which was, I think, a great opportunity when the Bounce Beat came in, when they started putting in the real all ages. Like, it's 18 here, yeah, it's 21 here. When they started segregating it like that, I think that played a real big part in it too.
Yeah, it did.
Because it
yeah,
used to be just everybody come on in unless it was a bar then.
Think about that.
Yeah. I ain't got to think about it. You tell me what you think about that. Well, what you think to fix it? Or
I think they got to find a spot. They got to find a spot for the youth to party at. They got to find a safe spot for them to party at, first and foremost.
Okay.
Make it safe for them. And you got to think, what's the best way to get 300 or 400 kids off the street for 3 or 4 hours? They calm the street down. Do the math back then, they calm the street down.
But the kids, the kids not even want to embrace the go-go. Like
that's the thing is, you mix it up with what they want to think. You gotta,
I think embrace. That's a big thing. I think you gotta ask them what they want.
I can't embrace. And that's, no, you can't say that they don't want go-go. The thing is, they want the go-go. But you gotta ask them what they want. You can't force something on them they don't want.
Okay.
You can't bring them here and be like, okay, they want the go-go band, so we gonna do this. We got y'all the side-by-side band, and we got y'all.
Right.
And that's no shot at the side-by-side band.
Right.
I feel what it comes from. At the end of the day, though.
Take it easy, bro.
All right, bro. A lot of these kids like it. Damn.
Yeah.
Yes, ain't. And you can't trick them. Stop trying to trick them and just be straight up with them. That's where the disconnect
is. What do you mean they tricking the children?
The system is trying to trick you, man. You cannot trick the kids and make them think you went out smiling with them.
Have them come and think it's one thing and then it's a pep rally for something else, or they like, yeah, this is good.
Okay. They know what it is. Not only that, it's like with the rappers. It's to the point now, they get to the point like, we gonna have him here and there, we do this and that. We'll bring him up here and he will perform, but then they want the bands to come like, I'm all for it. My brother, whatever makes it work, let's make it work, but don't sit there and trick them and think you need me to do it. I'm not doing it.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, I just want, you know, people to know the next generation. I like a lot of the new bands. I like the new older bands, T.O.B., Greedy B. I like it. I just hope that we all can figure out as a group overall that all of us are all connected somehow, some way. How can we get, you know, the youth, the newer youth, the next generation more involved with the music? And once they figure that out, I think it's going to work to our advantage.
Let me tell you what I've been thinking on, though. I think before the summer, like before next winter, like really hit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to form like a younger band.
You creating a band?
Not a band like for me, like leaving CC, but like just like a some younger dudes in this. Boom.
These are questions I always ask.
That's the crazy thing is, I don't want them to be. I'm talking about like 12 to like 16.
12 to 16.
Them dudes right there like this.
Right.
Get like nine or 10 of them.
Right.
Form them. Get them together. Show them everything. You know. Even like if I go in the lab and
That's what I'm saying. How hands-on would you be with that group? Once you put together the package, because that's a part of the process, you're still gonna have to walk them through.
Yeah,
and then at what point, like, how hands-on will you be? Will you be
from A to Z, like these 10 songs?
Right. So you'll write music for?
Oh man, write the music. We're gonna get it. I'm gonna show them how you bring your music and how you go here.
What are you looking for in the band?
Somebody that can rap and sing.
Uh-huh.
I need keyboards, drummer.
Right.
I want like this. Like, and I got the right mind of a nice timbali player. Young guy too. A little young one. There's a couple ones out there. Just you gotta think like this.
So what are you going? What would be the dynamic for the band? Would it be a bounce band? Would you do a cover band? Would you
cover and bounce? Cover and bounce.
Yeah.
Cover and bounce be ready. So when they know what, by the time they hit their ages in about 10 years or 5 years, then I guess they know like, man.
Do you feel like it's a different variation in bounce beat? Could a band say that we aren't bounce? We is it possible for bands to say that we're not a bounce beat?
You can say what you want to say. Okay. I can tell you I like peanut butter. I like peanut butter, but I don't like peanut butter cookies.
Okay. Okay. I don't eat peanuts. I like
peanuts. Yeah. Peanuts good. I don't eat grapes, but I'm drinking wine.
Yeah. Okay. is the same thing. Okay. I was just curious because, you know.
I mean, I like it. It is what it is. I'm just not the one for like the back and forth thing. I just said, and I said the same thing. Just make sure it's something that gets you a check. That's what my grandma always said to me.
What did
I don't
you
do, damn, what you call it? Just make sure it's something that gets you a check.
What did you do last night?
Had a good rehearsal time last night.
Y'all practiced last night, the band? What day is that? That's
Monday.
Y'all practice Monday nights? Okay. What do y'all do? Like,
I ain't get ready
for this
birthday
party. I know you do this every week, so. Like,
now, this is a special practice, man. Practice yesterday, got practice tomorrow. Getting ready for this birthday party, man. Trying to do over 100 songs, so I'm like, gonna try and get it in, get it in.
So y'all practice 100 songs? Do you think you can hit 100 songs? Have y'all ever actually hit this 100 songs?
Even, I guess it's crazy.
I want documentation of this. Because
Wednesday.
One night, he said, the CD went out. So I ain't even got them all. So I've never seen y'all actually hit 100.
So Wednesday, Monday, I'm gonna trip you up. Monday, right?
I'm coming up there, too.
Monday, I'm just going, yeah, you never coming up. Monday, I'm just going to be done, right? Jump through different songs. They went through quick.
Yeah.
That was cool. So by the time I got from the jump through so many songs, I'm like, shit. I wouldn't even rapping on all of them. She wasn't singing. I was like, you know, letting them go in and out, just bringing the samples and all that. You know, this off the sample songs alone, this off samples, was 23 songs.
Wow. Oh, so you got a whole.
Yeah.
A whole, what they call it, show list?
Yeah,
a set list?
From the Brandy sample, Soulja Boy. We got three or four Soulja Boy samples. Turn around, we got Usher sample. I'm like, oh my God. Turn around, we got three or four T.I. joints.
How did y'all manage to create that many groups and still create it?
Then it fucked me up. It fucked me up out of all the samples I did. I still forgot three main joints that was hits.
You mean that you play on your regular set?
Nah, I forgot all the way. And it's like this rhythm joint up on my set.
So this is like jogging your memory.
Yeah.
What do you do with your old songs?
Bringing all that shit back, I'm telling you. So look forward when I tell you we doing three sets.
Three full sets.
Man, let's
How are you going to do the stage?
Oh, man.
What's on the stage? When I look up here at the stage, what do I do?
This is going to be the first time you've seen me. No, it won't be the first time, but you know. Like, you know, old members, new members. Might have certain guys plugged in at the same time, you know.
You got any, I know a lot of local artists are hanging out with you guys a little bit.
Man, shout out all my local superstars, out of town superstars. You ain't local to me, you out of town superstars. See, y'all do the same thing out of town to me, y'all be balling.
Okay.
They ain't local to me, they ball hard.
Any of those guys coming?
Oh, yeah.
You
want to
put them in?
I'm on CBE food. My CBE brother's going to slide through.
CBE Tech?
Yeah. This is my man. I'm gonna, you know,
yeah, that.
Good guy there.
Yeah.
Got my man, DHA, the Born Hustler Association. They're going to slide through. Got my man, Young. Mm-hmm. He's going to do his thing, YHA. Yeah. He actually performed with us, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you do for your birthday? Like, the actual, like, you do regular shit? Like, I do regular shit. My birthday is young. I'm gonna do some real regular shit.
Man, I done did so much bullshit over the years, man. My birthday, man, is like after the party, after Saturday, man.
That's what after the day.
I probably just win, man. Just get missing for two or three days, man. Just chill. Social media and all that shit, just chill. Just...
You gotta post some kind of picture, though. Give him a.
Perhaps.
Give him a luggage, a wheel from the
perhaps. perhaps. I ain't doing too much
from the luggage.
My man Killer Kyle gonna slide through too, man. A game. Got TJ, he got a lot of good guys, you know.
Your birthday? That's your line?
Wait.
Let me take that off.
You keep it on, man. I ain't gonna say too much, but I'm gonna tell you like this. Saturday, it's gonna be a crazy lineup, man.
I think it should be more of that, though.
Nice, it's be one of them just like, he got all these niggas in the building.
But you know, I think it could be more of that.
Yeah, it's just
but so it's weird because we all usually work at the same time. Like, I be wanting to go
to see.
Like,
they play Friday, we play Friday.
Right.
And both bands hit stage at 1:30.
Yeah, so.
They play Saturday, we play Saturday. Both bands hit stage at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. So it's like, how? Like, I would love, but yeah. I like to collab when Everybody get their comments together.
I was pissed off when I found out Rafa got clothes out late. I'm like, shit, you know, you these guys don't fool.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Rafa, dude, too.
Shout out Rafa, dude. That's my dude. That's so cool. You might got to run through early.
Yeah. That's what Cal usually does. He comes through early. Tear it up real quick.
Shout out to all my dudes that not be two places at one time.
That's tough, though. It's tough. You got to be focused.
Man.
You got to be focused.
Man, gang, you saw my dad over there. You definitely got to be focused, man. You ain't focused. You cannot be two places at one time.
Yeah. What do you think it takes? Does it take a team for a person to orchestrate, or is it easier for one person just to call most of the shots?
It's never easy for one person. I didn't say that. But a team make it more easy, sweeter, better, comfortable, relaxed. You want that. When you try that old... That one person thing?
Yeah. It's tough.
Keep in mind, James Brown and Ice Hearn ain't even do one person.
Yeah.
And they had to get it.
Yeah, they had it good.
Paul McCartney ain't even do one person.
Nope.
Mike had a team.
Yeah, that's true. Since you've taken over the band, I know there's been a lot of stuff you had to do. What's like one of the toughest decisions you had to make?
Knowing when and not to be somebody's friend.
Wow. That's interesting. Wow. That's good. Okay. So that's like, you just got to separate.
Yeah, you definitely got to do it.
Yeah.
You don't, you'll kill yourself.
Yeah.
Being a friend too much, you'll kill yourself thinking as a friend.
That's true. So, this Saturday, Bliss Nightclub, BlissDC, Bliss.com. You got an Instagram? You be on there?
Blackbo_11
Why do I have like five like IG things for you?
I don't know.
You gotta check one.
My main IG is Blackbo_11 Don't get catfish with none of that other shit. Blackbo_11 This Saturday night, Bliss Nightclub. Going down real big, man. Shout out to Abdu, DCLR, Foots, my man Dwayne Nutt. Hey, Chill Entertainment, my man Big L and Vic, shout out, man. We going there.
Free to chill.
Free, and always free chill. And L's all the way up for my brother Lo, man. Chill, you be home soon. You know we doing it.
See, I guess he's closing this out, man. So we'll talk to y'all next week. Appreciate it. Birthday party. It's the King's Castle. Peace.